After more than 8 years, heads of state and government of the European Union and the Community of Latin American and the Caribbean States, CELAC, will gather in Brussels on July 17th and 18th for a summit. The summit will be co-chaired by the President of the European Council, Charles Michel, and Prime Minister, the Honourable Dr. Ralph Gonsalves, as pro tempore President of CELAC. Addressing a high-level forum of the United Nations Economic and Social Council, Prime Minister Gonsalves says organizations such as CARICOM and CELAC have a role to play in addressing the crisis in Haiti.
While the efforts to tackle the simultaneous crises within Haiti must be homegrown and nationally led, we must not overlook the transformative role that can be played by various regional organizations, including the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, CELAC, and the African Union. Haiti is a member state of CARICOM and CELAC, and it is a vital and historically significant part of the African diaspora, the sixth region of Africa. CELAC and the European Union at our joint summit in Brussels, scheduled for July 2023, has Haiti on our agenda. And undoubtedly, the United States of America has a great opportunity to play a strong, meaningful, supportive, non-imperial role in Haiti. The crisis in Haiti concerns us all. It is not enough for us just to ventilate our solidarity with the Haitian people. We must be guided by our moral compasses to do more and do better. May we rise collectively and decisively with a renewed sense of urgency and commitment to help our brothers and sisters in Haiti to attain the peace, security, and prosperity that they deserve.
Prime Minister, the Honourable Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. The EU-CELAC summit will see the participation of the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, and the heads of the state and government of the 33 CELAC member states and the 27 EU member states. I'm Colvin Harry with today's CELAC report.